This is Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. I'm Franny Kelly.
I'm Ali Shahid Muhammad.
Yo, I'm Kent, a.k.a. Jam.
I'm June, orange the berry, the sweeter the juice.
I'm Cream, shout out.
And the homies call me P,
and we're Overdose.
Yes.
What up, Overdose? How y'all doing?
Chilling high.
What's going on in South by Southwest this year with you guys?
Everything.
A lot of shows, a lot of moving around, networking,
yeah.
A lot of pictures.
No sleep.
No sleep.
Haven't hit a studio yet, though. I want to hit a studio with somebody I don't normally see.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot here. People don't really talk about it, but late night.
Yeah, I want to hit a studio. I haven't hit one yet, but I'm going to hit one before I get up out of here.
Who would you want to go with?
Anybody I don't see.
I don't know. Right now, we listen to Future a lot. Future, Pee-wee Longway. Mm-hmm. All like the Atlanta trap people, pretty much. I think it'll be tight since we do kind of like more of a funk bass, up tempo music.
Yeah.
To get them on that would probably sound kind of fun, I think.
Mm-hmm. Anybody?
I like Travis Scott. If I think we seen him, I try to be like, you know what, man, let's do something.
That makes sense.
He's dope.
Ty. I met these dudes named the Something Army. It's a rock band. They were pretty cool.
Something Army.
Emily's Army.
I don't know.
They were pretty cool.
It's a dope name.
I'll do that. I'll do a song with them too. If they got a studio, rock out.
Right.
How's the shows been?
Shows is cool.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, no matter if they, like a lot of people or little people, they still, we have fun. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a lot of cameras.
I've been filming with my own camera. Got me a little GoPro type thing.
Okay.
Energy, you know, we've been stage diving.
Yeah.
Being wild.
I got dropped one time.
Yeah, you did.
You did get dropped. Look at me like, you ain't gonna jump? I'm like, I'm waiting. I do like this, so they know. Like,
here I come.
I didn't even see you jump.
That's why.
Because he fell in.
Straight through.
I fell in. It's like turning up in the crowd.
I was like, oh, look at him.
Whenever you fall, you just gotta act like you meant to do that and just stand in the crowd, just go up to him. Hey, I wanted to be out here with y'all.
They was going up though.
This is not your first South by though, right?
Second.
Is it different now?
A little bit.
Slower this year.
Yeah.
Because of the rain, though, I think. But
it was raining last year.
They should have kept Ilmore at the place they had it last year.
That's all anybody wants to talk about is how Ilmore is not the same.
Because last year it was a little different.
It was big. That's why.
Yeah.
It was big. It was huge.
The closest thing to what South By used to be. That's why. Like, you were bumping shoulders with different artists, and you were like a regular. You know, I was bumping shoulders with fans and shaking hands and talking, having a personal conversation with ASAP Rocky while taking pictures with fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, this year, even that last year when I came, and I think it was a year prior to that, we were just talking in a hotel room. Maybe when Tyler Creator and Odd Future came and were jumping off the wall
right,
and wearing dirty Vans. That might have been, for me as a fan of music, the last time that I saw, like, what South By could do for musicians, which is to keep us close to the people.
Mm.
And I think that a lot of people just want to pull up in Sprinters and wear the chains and just have smoke machines and lights.
Yeah.
When it's not about that. It's literally about talking to, you know, shaking hands with your fans and bumping shoulders with people that do the same thing you do.
Do you think that is, like, cross-genre or...?
I think it's money.
Oh.
Somebody that has a lot of money saw something, a lot of people doing something that they can make, you know, something centralized. I won't say, you know, who it is, but it wasn't as many shows. Like, we were talking prior to the show how it was mostly, it would probably be like Wiz is doing a headline and then Currency is doing a headline.
Right.
And Kid Cudi. Everybody else was jumping on.
Yeah.
It's not like that no more. Like, you have to email them 8 months in advance,
yeah.
And you still have trouble when you go get your bands. Like,
right.
Mm. We got a couple pop-ups, though. Yeah, we got a couple pop-ups.
Yeah. Like, we're not afraid to, you know, rub shoulders with the fans and get our chucks dirty.
Chucks, not Vans, though.
No, Vans,
Chucks, Pumas, Jays.
Not discriminating.
Like,
here.
All my shoes I brought out here are through. I'm going to still wear them every
day. That's the mission, though. Like, that's what we come out here for. Like, I want to see what memories I can make in these shoes.
I lost a shoe.
I lost a shoe.
Out in the public just walking with your sock on or something? What do you mean?
I lost it in the crowd when I was stage diving. Lost it in the crowd, and it got wild, and I couldn't find it again, and it was a sad story.
I think I'm letting the fans sign my, whatever the person say, hey, June, you from Overdose. I'm going to let them sign my shoe today.
That'd be dope.
Let me get your autograph.
Are you gonna walk around with only one shoe in the rain?
No, I'm gonna take my shoes off.
All right, so sounds like you guys love your fans.
Yeah.
So why do you clown them on Boom when you say, what is it you say? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's when you say they've been waiting. No, anxious. Mm-hmm. They're anxious to get their hands on your next joint. Intro, right?
So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm
probably
like,
just talking shit.
I know y'all so talking.
Now that's the only power we have as artists.
Well,
like,
what you mean to clown somebody?
When we gonna drop? When we gonna drop our record?
Yeah, I'm saying you like, can't drop such a classic song like Laura London then leave people just.
I mean, you can if you trying to build up a work. We had to get serious. Once we dropped Laura London, it was really. Just a song that the director, the Calmatic, when he directed the video, he was in the studio with us. He was like, yo, just make this for the fans. And we're just going to shoot a video that's fun for the fans. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't supposed to be a project after that. It was supposed to be an album. But that video got us, like, Pharrell looking at us. And we literally met with every label after that. So it was a process that made the fans wait for it. Mm. It got serious. Like, it was like, yo, I'm going to be able to feed my kids off of this now. So let me wait. The fans, like, at the end of the day, you're going to get a body of work. And you're going to get to see, if you're a true fan of us and our music is going to amplify us, signing to a new label. And the fact that we met with every label was, I guess, to us, I know to me personally, but to us as a group, it was like, yo, we was in the back house smoking weed, man. Like, stealing beats on the deck. And now here we are for just doing something that we didn't take no money to do and put up on it just showed us how much power we had.
This that T.I. girlfriend in ATL. Duh, I taste funny, bitch, you lookin' Chanel. Double dare you to lie, like your new nigga ain't been staring at my gold watch. Oh, a lie, please don't make me have to get the homies fly. Nigga shooting on my block till I like cushion oxycontin. Get some money, bitch, before you follow me. Monday you at Colony, tryna hit the lottery. Fuck you and your D&G, these haters won't get my time. I'ma keep smoking my neon, all y'all speaking, cling on.
I've been tryna stay sober, mama.
So do you take that kind of, like, you're saying, like, oh, we're taking it serious now? Do you take that now into your new project, like, with that idea of knowing that this you could feed your family? Or do you still carry that, like, yo, free spirit with it? Or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's both. I think, because it's a group, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when it's a group, there's a mix of everything.
Yeah.
So everybody got a different feeling that's at a different time. So I think it's just going to be like you're going to get everything from us.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I think
really
going into the album, I was like, damn. Like, once people started looking at you, I was like, damn, I got to tell these motherfuckers something. This kid's listening that's going to try to do everything I do. Even if I tell them not to do it, they're going to try to do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, what am I really going to teach these kids to do? Like, I start thinking, and I got a son now, so I'm thinking about, like, now when he's 3, when I ride in the car and there's some cussing in the car, he knows what sucking my dick means and shit like that. Like, you feel me? Like, niggas,
he won't say it.
Don't say that, daddy.
Don't say that.
It's a bad word.
So it is like kind of that we got to watch what you say and think about what you say before you say it.
But you still got to be you at the same time, too. So it's kind of hard. So it's like a on the fence type thing.
How do you feel about it?
Well, me, I'm.
I think he would be the same.
Again.
Like, I can't.
Ask him the question again.
I'm the same.
Ask me the question again. Can you ask me the question again?
just about being serious versus just,
me.
More free.
I'm the youngest in the group, so I'm starting to get more serious. I've been more serious, really, so it's just like, It's really go time.
Yeah.
Go time. And, you know, the ball is on our court. So, let's, you know, let's work it. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get it done. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's try to put everything in one project. Cry, laugh, smile, everything. Mm. So, you know, you get that from, that's what they get from us. That's why people mess with us.
Yeah,
that's why
people
like us so much. It's genuine, you know.
And
like,
we're
it's
still real. Growing,
like,
too.
You can feel it, that it's real. Like, it's not fake. It's not, like, put together. It's not forced.
Yeah.
It's just mm-hmm. that. Like,
I love the dynamic and the way, like, I mean, there's in the scales of balance in terms of topics and of hip-hop, that it's just like everyone's talking the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, but you guys are like bringing these topics which rooted somewhat in what the scales, the heavy side of the oversaturated aspect of hip-hop, but then you guys are bringing and talking about things in a completely different way, like monogamy, for an example, and the way that you guys do it. It's so smart and refreshing.
Thank you, bro.
Like, is that like, is it a natural?
Not doing natural. What like everybody else is doing. Right. We don't want to sound exactly the same as everybody else.
But you still that's like, you know, he said monogamy. I think from us growing up in LA together, a lot of people or actors move to LA, ball players move to LA, or have like a girl in LA that, you know, that is just, you know, that's what the land of LA is. So I mean, I feel like we went to school with these girls, and so the way that we voice it, we just go through experiences that we had. We won't say like, you are this because you are this, you know. It's just, this is what happened to me, she did that, and if you can relate to it, you can relate to it. At the end of the story, if you think she's whatever we called her, then you know. So I think the way that we make it fun and make light of a serious situation is really, you know, our little pocket that we fit into, which is
laugh.
One of the most dangerous things, probably. Somebody that can make you laugh.
Crying, man.
What do you mean it's one of the most dangerous
things? Well, my dad used to always tell me, like, a comedian or somebody that, can make you laugh. Like, even back in times of, like, you know, like Genghis Khan or old emperors, they would have, like, comedians and people that can make them laugh around them. They would be the closest to them.
The Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they would have the most pull. And a lot of people, like, you know, comedians, even today, like, when they walking through a crowd, Cream saw Chris Rock, and everybody just opened up and just let him walk through.
I lost it.
Nobody even really asked him for a picture.
Really?
That's my boy, too.
If you can make people laugh at themselves, you got them.
Because when you laughing, your guard is down. You're not thinking, your guard not up.
It's the most dangerous.
I'm making you smile with every word I'm saying.
That makes sense.
So imagine if I hated you.
Yeah.
And I'm making you laugh. I'm just saying. It's a dangerous thing. We don't hate you, but
people get scared of people like that. Yeah, they recognize the power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's some of what happened to Chappelle.
No, that's not what happened.
What happened?
People didn't want you to know about Dave Chappelle, like how he lived his lifestyle. He didn't live in Hollywood, like around girls and stuff. From my knowledge, he lived like on a farm or something like that.
In Ohio.
Have you seen Bro lately?
Like, that's how
something happened.
I mean, I want to study.
He's ready.
He's ready for war right now.
I mean, I aspire to be like that. Like, I want to learn more about agriculture. I want to grow my own food. I want to teach other people, my people, Black people, how to grow food.
Would you say he can't even
cook?
He got some spices on him.
Right.
He can grill.
At the same time, I feel like that blueprint is kind of like a lot of people my age don't even know about it, but kind of like Booker T, who a lot of people Black people kind of label as like an Uncle Tom or something like that.
Okay.
And really, if you look at like his baselines about agriculture and giving back to your community and saving and starting your own school systems like they did in Tulsa, which I've already, you know, mentioned before, which got taken also. But Dave Chappelle was that model. Like, he's working with people like Mos Def. He did a movie where he bought all of these different Black artists in the middle of New York.
His name was
And Black since Park. You don't, you know, want to dress up like a woman, like every Black man that has something, you know, of value has, you know, they castrate you. Not castrate you, but yeah, it's kind of like that. The media, like, hung them to me.
So why do we not see, if that's a huge struggle, because that, you know, it stops commerce, obviously, but not that, you know, money is anything, but just in terms of how you can benefit from a mind like that, you know, like the things that you're saying, you know. Why then is it not addressing the music enough?
Because we don't control what gets played on the radio.
So we not?
You said
nobody
what?
Wants
we
to,
don't.
Nobody
There's no such thing as black radio anymore. When James Brown, which is my favorite artist, was coming up,
ha!
He owned his own radio station. That he used to sign shoes in front of. That does not exist anymore. You want to buy what Birdman has, which is a fucking, sorry, you know, Birdman, but you have a fucking bus that fits a car up under it when it's dudes that are in Compton, like, shooting over shoes.
Didn't Trap own stake in Hot 97 at one point?
Did who own stake?
Trap.
We own steak in Hot 97. You're funny.
QHC? No, you didn't. Did you own steak in
That's
a
making
a
mockery. That's making mockery
station?
Of somebody that was
no,
saying steak.
No, I did not own any steak in. I think the point of what I was saying, well, why not? No, I didn't own any steak in. You joking?
No, I thought that Tribe had invested in a commercial radio station in New York. No?
Where'd you hear that? I think you're messing. I think she's just sipping some of you guys' funny juice right now. No, we did not, but I think the beauty, and I know Stevie Wonder owned a radio station, and the fact is when you don't have the resources of things, that doesn't stop the creators of content. We're creators. You guys are creators, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are living in an age now where it's the evidence of because you don't own something doesn't stop the ability to control something. Mm-hmm. You know, like the way that your music is distributed right now, you know, there's so much control that you have in how it's being pushed, and your connection with the fans is different and probably better than what any label can do for you right now because they're confused, right? Mm-hmm. So radio is powerful, but I don't think it's as powerful as it once was.
Mm-hmm. The only place that plays like their people's radio, I think it's the only state, is Georgia. When I go down to Atlanta and stuff, I hear people who like who not that big, but they on the radio still. They play all they people's songs. Mm-hmm. Like in Cali, like in LA, you only get an hour. 2 to 3, the new at 2, that's the only West Coast music you're gonna hear. Everything else is
And it's the
be
most
like
important, and has been the most important way of communicating since, man, for a while. The reason why I still say radio is when a child, like he said, he has a 3-year-old, when they hear the same song over and over and over and over, and it's nigga don't act like a bitch, like that's let's start there. How about
listen.
That? Like
he
that's one of the most things. I can't control any other rappers meeting up in a building with a Dame Dash, Spike Lee, or Tribe Called Quest, and we have a closed door conversation about how to change, you know, the sound of music or what people should do. You know, sharing business, trading business ideas between each other, connections and all that stuff. Basically, you know, doing for self. I can't control other men to do that.
Right.
But I can control what I say. So I'm going to make a song that's how I want to make a song.
Right. Radio
and
all programming.
If a lot of people can relate to that, then they'll relate to that. If Kendrick wants to make an album, how he wants to make an album, and people can relate to that, it's cooler. I would rather hear I Love Myself a million times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the radio is about money, and but like you said, it is up to us as the creators. Like, we do control our destiny as artists. Like, just because we're on a label, and they might not do everything that we want them, because like you said, they are confused. That's
And when you don't have ownership, when you have never owned nothing, and your family has never owned nothing, when somebody gives you something, now that's a whole other state of mind that some people capitalize off of, which most black people, we don't own shit. So, like, when you give us a record deal, like, we've never owned shit. Mm. So, no, I'm not thinking go to the radio. I'm thinking I need to put food in my mom's crib. Like, I get to finally, like, you know, reimburse my mom. I'm not thinking about I need to meet up with, yo, every HBCU, and I want to just tour HBCU. I'm thinking, yo, I never went to college. Mm. This shit got me, like, I can give my sister some bread who's in college, live in Atlanta. I can pay her rent. I'm thinking shorthand, not ownership.
Right.
When in the long run, ownership will work out for us the best.
So we just gotta change our frame of mind.
Yeah, and we are. We're the fact that we're talking to y'all about this. We talk about it behind closed doors already.
Yeah.
trying to get a couple rich white friends. Pull up on you in the coke white Benz. Now I'm stunting hard just like them. Call me a sellout, but I'm counting these hands. So fuck it, my ambition be the shit that they loving. I'm on one, don't approach me in public. I don't fuck with no suckers. Bout bread, I don't love them or trust them. Lucrative, we can have a discussion. Boy, I hope you ain't bluffing. Now Hollywood, Fabio, I got a lot of hoes. Lot of drugs, man, I love to ease my mind with those. Now it's more money, more problems, but I want them all. Tell me what it costs to solve them. So I make a hit with hit and get me one of them Grammys he got. Gotta get this cash, even if a nigga got a sign with Reebok. That old money, like stocks and oil money. My cash don't fold and my daughter, she spoiled money, huh?
The minute I put my team on, I'ma pull a mill out the bank and play this theme song. Welcome to the neighborhood, nigga, where it's all good. Say goodbye to the ghetto bird, hi to the milkman and white friends.
Rich white friend, rich white, rich white friend. Rich white friends, oh, fuck the dollars, I need your rowing in. Rich white friends. Rich white friend. Rich white, white bitch, humble state, send me 50K. My good graduate and work for the DA. Sold her that a billion dollar idea. Got a lot of money, have a lot of nightmares. Skinny down Crescent Heights, no roof on her coupe. She the boys in the back with a blue-eyed Jew. Fuck Hiller, fuck 12, let's get this money, break the rules. My white friends say, nigga, more than I do. From my mama, White House, right next to you. From my mama, White House, right next to you. I bought my mama White House right next to you. I bought my mama White House.
The minute I put my team on, I'ma pull a mill out the bank and play this theme song. Welcome to the neighborhood, nigga, where it's all good. Say goodbye to the ghetto bird. Hi to the milkman.
We're growing.
We're growing.
We're growing. Yeah,
that, and that's a good thing to hear. You know, so is it coming in? Is it coming out in the music?
It is.
Yeah.
Our new album, it really does. Like, I'm pretty sure. If you listen or if you go back and listen, you're going to see growth. You're going to see a lot of, like, the topics. And, like, it's still fun, still, you know what I'm saying, lighthearted. But, you know, the way we able to, we all kind of got a grip on our what we believe in now. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of starting to come out more clear.
I love that moment. I remember when that moment happened for us. Yeah, I mean, it went from, like, you know, native tongues to, you know, where we all would meet out in clubs and just have the best time of our lives as, like, 18, 19-year-olds, and then was like, oh, shoot.
This is real.
It can change our lives. Like, you know, people getting eat off of what we're doing now. Like, it was like, no more clubbing. We just locked in the studio, and then everything began to make sense.
Everybody started rapping different, everything, right?
Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to capitalize off of that spirit as an artist. I mean, we think we all know what, like, writer's block is.
Yeah.
You all get creative blocks. Even if you do radio, it's like, yo, like you were saying, like, y'all don't have to get ready for interviews. Like,
I was saying that they don't have to get ready for interviews. We get ready.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
To be clear.
That's what I mean. Like, saying that you had to. So I'm sure it's times where it's like, you know, you feel, you know, like, damn, like, how am I going to get through this one today?
Yeah.
And then there's time where it's like, yo, I'm on point.
Yeah.
Like, everything I say is gold. Mm-hmm. And like you said, when you can capitalize off of that and you can voice that through the music, that's the diamonds and the golds. And
I'll be so mad when I get a block. Oh, I wrecked my car.
Into a pole,
I wrecked my car. Yeah, I got a block. I could not come up with nothing. I'm like, I'm not about to record, just to record.
Yeah.
I'm over that part. Like, if I'm not saying nothing that I really mess with, I'm not putting it on the track because that motherfucker going to keep playing and I'm going to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might love it, but I will hate it and I will not want to hear that song ever again in my life. So I just don't record if I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just write, though. Yeah, like, with me, you just gotta just, like, write it down, just even if it's terrible.
You write voice notes while you're driving in the car, everything, and just let it out. You gotta get it out.
I'm gonna start a podcast and be all about people's voice notes.
For real.
That'd be crazy.
That'll be tight.
iTunes already, when you plug your phone in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That'll be tight.
A lot of ideas.
We'll copyright that.
Yeah. This is me, like, sending it to the patent office or whatever. I should hold up the paper with today's date.
Yeah. You're on record. You're on record.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How will you know when you've, like, hit your highest?
I don't think you ever do.
Really, but like, what's it? Can you describe that feeling when you know you just made something and it was really, really good?
Like creatively?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I think it's the like when you want to listen over and over and over and then critique it and be like, I could have did this a little different. I could have said this instead of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's really a lot. I mean, we artists. It's like, even though it's words, it's like, this is paint on this track forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's when I feel like I really like, when I really like something and I just break it down over and over and over again. That's when I feel
forget
like I
that I like something because the world moves so fast now. Everybody wants so much. I just want, every time I say, oh, that's tight. All right, I need another one. Let's do another one. Like, I need another one because one ain't gonna help the people. It ain't going to satisfy the people. Yeah. You got to keep them pushing out, push out, push
I'm
out.
I'm more spaced out now when I record. Like, I like to take a couple of months off or a month off now. You know, I just get repetitive and angry. Yeah. Like
that's
that.
Why you, I think that's why people take a long time for albums too, because when you do music, like you say, like you're going through something in your life at that time, so you're gonna keep like rapping about the same thing. 6 months later, you might not feel that way about that subject.
Yeah.
So it'll be different. That's why it'd be like, all right, I recorded this in a year. I felt all type of ways in that year, like, and, it made the music better.
Yeah. So you guys feel like you raised a bar creatively? You credit the director of the video, like visually, and in addition to what you're putting out musically. Is there a pressure about the visual?
I think we're stealing. I think we steal the best ideas between each other's, man. Like, it's just what feels the best to us, man. Mm. Like, I remember seeing like Busta Rhymes' "Give Me Some Mo" video, and like I just knew like I'm going to shoot videos. Like, I like this video, but I'm going to do something one day. Or Missy Sock It to Me.
I want to start shooting videos
puppy and, like that. Puppy so when it comes to the videos, it was we know it's a creative
put out
bar.
A video for somebody else's song. Fuck it.
Yeah, we know we set a creative bar for videos, so that's a little bit.
Freaky.
Yeah, that's Calmatic, but we always let those flow. It's either like the week before we shoot or a couple of days or sometimes the days of when we come up with scenes for videos. Yeah. That's more of a freestyle.
Yeah. It has to be good.
But music is a process.
Okay.
Like, we want to get the right instruments. We want to get the right engineer. Like, we'll get a record mix 3 or 4 times. Mm. Like you said, we like to go through different things. So if you multiply him going through something times 3 other people.
I got like 3 verses for every song. I just like every song. I don't know what. Like, I'm like, all right, I got this verse. I got this verse, and I got this verse. Which one y'all like? Hey, which one y'all like, man?
Yeah, what you
like,
got man. On?
Let's keep the one on.
That one.
Yeah, but with our visuals, though, I feel like we have somewhat raised a little bar, or at least went back to when they were dope.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. We take from that. Like, we got to make something. Like, you know, what's the one where Far Side is going backwards?
Drop.
That sparked us. That's what sparked us. We saw Spike. We met Spike that year. We met Spike. Like, and that's when it was like, boom.
Yeah, so that's where, like.
You want to set a bar, though, really.
Yeah. You have to.
Well, some people think from a visual perspective when they're recording, some don't. It's just go with the flow, or it's like, well, whatever the record company say or who should be here. But then there are people who have like specific ideas, and it's just a matter of partnering up with someone to help you bring that to.
Right.
Well, we only partnered up with the videos that you've seen. We only partnered up with our director, like our record label, except for Rich White Friends. That was the first major one that we got, like, you know, money for. But other than that, everything was shot on a regular camera.
And Freak still shot it.
He paid for it.
Freak still shot it.
Yeah, Freak still shot the last one, but it was like, yo, all right, we got some money for this.
He had a crew.
He had a crew.
He had a crew in the chair. He had a crew in the chair.
It was fun, man. It was fun.
Have you guys traveled to Europe yet?
No. I ain't never been out the country except for Mexico. Me and Cream got lost in San Diego and ended up in Mexico.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, Drew, wait, hold on.
There's some flag.
Is that the last exit?
The Mexican flag.
Is that a Mexican flag? Is that the border?
No.
Oh, I'm like, man, it was a swap meet on the freeway. It was a swap meet on the freeway. I couldn't believe it.
I think he tried to sell me a turtle.
In a wheelchair. wheelchair rolled up.
Hey, no, I was tripping. I saw him roll this way. The wheelchair dude rolled this way. The next thing you know, he rolling back this way. I'm like,
he had a twin or something. Bro was moving. He had a twin, bro.
How did you get back? Did you have your passports?
No, we just, hey, man, we turning around. We turning around, man.
We don't know, man. We from out of town. We from out of town.
Man, he sleep. Hey, so you ever been with a friend, like, and they be like, you be like, I know Jay-Z. He say, I know Jay-Z. And they be like, call him right now. He be like, he out of town.
We had a homie like that.
The new one is, he sleep.
That's the cold. That's the Coachella. Yeah. Where you at? Hey, yeah. Man, he sleep.
So when you guys go on tour in like a 16-passenger van, or you're beyond that? Y'all not there yet?
Not even 16. Yeah. We too bad.
All y'all, man.
We too caravan. Shout out Dodge.
Still got a TV and a little video game. So
you go hook the game up.
You got to move your seat and everything.
Oh, we had the homie driving with glasses one time. It started raining hard. I said, can you see? He said, yeah, I think so. I said, get your ass out the driver's seat. I'm driving.
We just got the three rooms.
Yeah, homie took a picture. Driving.
Yeah, we just got the three rooms.
We just got to each having our own bed. Just got there. So it's still, we still thugging it. That's what we like to say.
This is the best times, though. Like, it really. No. Let me tell you.
It's changing. Fuck
that. I hear a lot of people saying that to me, and I want to tell y'all, fuck you.
Man, shut up. Fuck the DJ, huh?
Damn.
No, really, really. Appreciate this time because it's the fun times, man. It's like it's the magic, and you guys create the best stuff. Like when you just said, you know, getting our own bed. That's hilarious because our coming to town on my NPR budget, not my Tribe Called Quest budget. I'm sharing a room with our producer, David, who's sitting back there. And David's part of my production squad. Okay. He's dope type. But when we walked in the room and there were two queen beds, and I was like, yo, it took me back 25 years. I was like, oh.
You had a look on your face. I was like, oh yeah, this is like this. It's not how.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, you know, it's cool. It's cool. You know, I roll with the punches, but it took me back to that time, and I started thinking. I was like, and I told David, I was like, yeah, I remember when me and Fife used to share rooms, and at that point when we got our own rooms, and it was just like liberation. But in that moment when I checked in yesterday, I thought about all the fun I had, like when we was together, all that. So that's why I'm saying to y'all now.
So we stayed up together last night until like 8 in the morning.
We had no choice. Switching rooms. We was driving a bike to the hotel.
We got us a bike.
We was driving a bike to the hotel.
I still got scrapes on my jeans. From my bike, I fell on
the
bike.
Do you want to get some grass stains tatted on your knees?
Yeah, I'm getting grass stains tatted on my knees before we leave.
Oh my God.
I'm in the field.
Man.
I'm in the field, man.
Man, I'm asleep. Man, he's asleep.
Let go of your B-I-G-S-C-G-O. Girls need OD like A-Z-A-C. Best release who got one row. Unlike my blood site, my girl's nasty as fuck. Ash on her ass, hitting it from the back. Then I know.
Where my thumb go? Top view look just like a plum now. Giving her that pump, better down, pump, pump, better down, pump, 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 drum roll. We bone them, you come close. Your respect for her the utmost. In her eyes, she a bum hoe. Them thighs, I never give a comfort.
Don't want no baby mother. I'm a lady lover, know you. She never fuck models without rubbers. That's killer tofu, dude. You really fucking up, tweeting money over sluts when you really texting you love.
What's your prerogative? Are y'all priorities really positive? But you just talk that I'm on my dollar shit to get the hottest shit. Could be a cottage pimp. I don't know if you cut out for this, man. I've been had hoes, it's been had hoes. So 10 bad hoes gonna be my goals with a stadium full of college kids.
Wait, what the f*** did he say?
10 bad hoes could have been my goal with a stadium full of college kids. You get it, kiddo?
Now, run that back.
Shit to get the hottest shit, could be a cottage pimp. I don't know if you cut out for this, man. I've been had hoes, it's been had hoes. So 10 bad hoes gonna be my goals with a stadium full of college kids.
Brett Barber to dance, just blew 6 Sarah J's. Aqua Ace, match my TV, had 3 bitches in the background. Let her play graduate, waiting from Beverly High, 6 years after 2002. She's a mixed black Persian Jew, peanut butter inside, fat blue, been cool.
Do you have a... All right,
no,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Once you have a calendar for the next record, what's going on? Fill us in.
Well, we turned it in. The album is turned in and done. So now we're just, you know, it's marketing.
We some June boys, though.
Yeah, we love the month.
We
of
love June.
June. If it all works out, that'll be tight. But we just dropped a record with ASAP Ferg, who y'all have just had on the show too. And so next we're gonna drop one where we did with Pharrell, and that shit, man. Like, it took us 30 minutes to make it.
Can we talk about Fuck the DJ for a minute? What inspired that?
Okay, we had just got off tour with ASAP Ferg. Just got off tour. We went all around the U.S. And I remember I went to the studio one day by myself. Boom. I went home a couple of days. I came back, and they had this record. And all they had was his verse. And when he came on, I just remember him going, fuck your DJ, it's all about my producer.
Yeah, I was a homie to my producer. I'm like, man, don't nobody do no music about their producers no more. Back in the day, it's like, my producer is this, my producer is that. Like,
it was like,
give a shout out to my producer real fast.
It felt like black punk. Like, if there's such thing as that besides, you know, what's the band called? Death?
Brains.
Death?
Bad Brains. Oh, Death. Death was the 90s
before the Ramones. Yeah, Death. Bad Brains type.
It's like.
But it was like, yo, like, this is against the rules. Like, you're not supposed to say fuck it.
Not the cornerstone of hip hop.
Not like that, but that's what people say.
That ain't how we meant it.
But that's not how we meant it. It was like on some, like, it's about my producer. And our producer is our DJ. Like, fuck you.
Like, the way we used to intro the song, because we did it last year. We made the song before last year, South by Southwest. So we used to intro it, like, he would throw a
top.
And say fuck my DJ.
Clowning the DJ, I'll start clowning him, man. Do some jokes like about him, and he got mad. Salty about it.
It was, yeah! on it.
That's the new South Bar.
But it's kind of like, if you could say, like. Like you said, we listen to James Brown. It's kind of like our funky drummer, maybe.
Yeah. Boom.
I really want people, like, the DJ should just say, like, after fuck your DJ, but instead of saying my producer, just splice in your name. Fuck your DJ. It's all about DJ. Like, just splice your name in.
We wanted to make, once we heard it, like, in its entirety, we were like, yo, other DJs can use this to, like, you know, go at each other. It just be started, you know, you can get a lot out of it. But we didn't mean, like, fuck the DJ.
Nah, I get it. It's dope. I like it. Yeah.
Fuck yo, DJ, it's all about my producer. All my niggas looking at commas, tryna plot against the team and it's useless. Niggas stick together, we ain't stopping. We got goon niggas, no foof niggas. All my niggas are locking up with what they believe in. Give a fuck what you think is the truth, nigga. I don't got no limits, I'm body. Ain't no bitch in me, but the bitch in her say she feeling me. And I don't doubt it, cause the last nigga I seen it with was OTD. We them niggas and you know this, yeah. Still can't trust a bitch or our motives.
Nope.
All these bitches getting tricky, I noticed. And niggas say we ain't getting money, they bogus.
Nope.
Cause my producer. Fuck yo, D. Fuck yo, DJ.
Yeah, fuck them. And them hoes too, that's those don't love them. Get turned up when I'm up in the function. Jumping. Fuck them. Your producer and your mixtape. 5'9", walk around like I'm 6'8". I ain't worried about nothing, my shit straight. Kick a bitch to the curb if she can't pay tax. I ain't waiting on Obama. Spent that last month on marijuana. These niggas don't want no problem. I put that on my motherfucking mama. Took a flick with your bitch, yeah, you see me. Got a couple young niggas wanna be me. My shit bang, got it on repeat. Cause my producer.
Welcome to the club, my little linguini. Push your bitches out, I got that on the wee-wee. Eat that pussy in the club, like a panini. A couple haters in the back, they can let you see me. I got a lot of Mama, daddy got a lot of drugs. She hired and Tony Madonna when he off a lot of blow. Pop me up by the cabana with a 7 overdose. I just been telling no, I been hit on overdose. I'm walking in this club all alone. I'm jumping, fucking, I'm hoping the DJ playing my song. I feel like I'm so hard, almost hand me your baby. Got me bumping the ground like I be back in the 80s. Feeling like I'm Richard Porter when he was dropping Mercedes. I'm sipping Hennessy like Tupac. But me and your bitch in the drop taking two shots. But you can end up back with about
I'm just waiting for the next, man.
Yeah, we, so that's, June, that's, what, huh? That's what we doing. We
I'm waiting on the
thirsty
to come out.
Trying to force the issue.
June, huh? Stuff that I want people to hear.
I'm thirsty to June, huh?
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. My question. So I feel like we're in a special time in hip-hop right now. Mm. But it's partly because, like, people made a lot of stuff this summer when things were real crazy. And now, like, the people get to hear it.
Yeah.
What is that? But, like, why the delay?
It's the golden age.
Because we could
age.
Just drop it, though.
It's the golden age. Everybody yeah, is good. Everybody. It's a lot of good artists. It's a lot of good artists. So you got, y'all got to take your time. Oh, Future booming right now. I got to wait to drop my shit. Hold on.
I think
yeah.
What do
you okay, mean so by, that's what you mean by
what do you mean by, like,
some
things
on the artists don't want you to drop.
Ferguson.
They should.
Ferguson?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I took, people came, well, I understand what you're saying, but people came to me and were like, why is hip-hop not talking about what's happening right now? And I said, oh, hip-hop, A, has been, you just haven't been listening.
Yeah.
But also, like, people are writing these songs right now. Like, people went home that night and wrote songs, but you're not going to hear them for a few months.
Because when you get a situation, too, when you get signed to a deal, like, producers not just trying to let you drop for free no more. They're not trying to let you put their beats out. They're like, hold on, we need to be on the album. I need to get my check.
Yeah, but I like the fact
you got to get the paperwork right.
I like the more, like, I saw, like, in that time period, dang, the only really one I know more did it, but I saw J. Cole was like in Ferguson when it happened. Like, I would have liked to see that more as opposed to somebody ready to go drop a record.
Problem and Bad Luck was out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to get a plane
Jeezy
ticket.
Jeezy was out there.
Hands up. Yeah. Hey, the I homie to get took his hands up picture like this.
But I think it's important that people, like, well, and then what you were saying about the radio plays into it, too, because, like, are those songs going to get played on the radio? And by radio now, I mean top 40 radio. And then do they have to have a certain sound so that you sneak
depends
the message in?
Depends on who you are, low-key, now, too. Because, like, Kendrick is on the radio, but he creates his own radio songs. Like, he still be conscious
that's
on his
all
songs.
But
you
got
to be smart about it. You got to be able to, like Jay-Z said, move in a room full of vultures.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do it. And that's what our music, I think, does, too, especially our album. Like, you know, we splice in a lot of serious messages in this album, especially.
Right.
In a fun way and a super serious way where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Then the next song is, okay, I'm back to this.
Right.
Like, so we're not going to, you're not going to hear the records if they're not making no money, in my opinion, unless you get, it's our job to force the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They need to hear this. Like, we got to make it tight, make it move on its own. So then they got, we ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
They got to hear it.
Everything full circle now, though. I said the underground is becoming mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the way that people drop their records, it's like, yo, you dropping it without a release date.
Yeah.
That was shit. That was $4 for it. How dare we put out a release date? We ain't know when that shit was going to come out.
Right.
Dude, the day it got mixed, it's out. How about that?
Well, I'm looking forward to the next installment.
Yeah. We are too.
I'm looking forward to getting that out because we've been recording some new music that's not going on there that I can't wait for people to hear.
Oh,
I just want.
I'm
so,
that. Yeah, I was like, okay, now. We're
all right, let's get this out so we can
start
drop this
overlap.
Send it to us.
Yeah. But I mean,
we'll
if y'all have a speaker or something here afterwards, we can play you guys something.
Yeah.
A couple of tracks. We did a song with Organized Noise.
Oh,
dope. Yeah. Dope as fuck.
That's some Terrace Martin. Terrace
Martin.
Poppin' Oak.
Two from Terrace Martin.
DJ Khalil.
So. I like the Poppin' Oak songs, man. They real.
Yeah.
They real universal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pop.
They Poppin' Oak.
No.
Poppin' Oak.
Poppin' Oak.
Yeah.
And LA's where it is.
I just moved to LA, so.
Hey! Turn up with your boys, man.
It's hot. Is it better than New York?
Yes. It's the
it's
weather.
Cheaper.
The
weather.
It's not really cheaper.
It's different.
I bought a pack of six for like $11 in New York.
Try 14,
whoa.
You got a deal.
Try 14.
No,
you got try 14, you got a deal. Damn.
It's different. It's a different experience, you know, and LA is so dope.
It's
you know,
more
it really
spread out.
It's spread out.
Yeah.
It is spread out. The weather is amazing, and it's just it's a lot calmer than New York. Everybody's just like stacked on, and you know you don't really know what or realize what that does to your psyche from infancy up until you get away from it. You know, just being stacked on. Like there's a There's a feeling and a
urgency,
a sense of angst that occurs.
I admire
but,
that.
But yeah, and that's what helps. What
I always create it. Yeah. Yo, you keep me on my like Ace, yeah, like the ASAP y'all. Dudes. Like yeah. They always yeah. up. It's like, yo, y'all. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I gotta stay on
that's
my.
I always like, tell the homies from like LA who be like, "What is New York like? I ain't never been to New York. Like it's like the Valley, on top, LA, and Long Beach, all in LA on top of each other.
That's hectic.
That's a whole lot of people. A lot of emotions, a lot of spirit.
Yeah, it is. So from a, you know, painting a canvas is definitely, it's very strong, you know, and it's made its mark, but so has the canvas from LA, you know, which sometimes you need that intensity and sometimes you need it to be calm cool. or for you to really like get into it, you know. So
we're the first people to just legalize weed. We chill in LA. Like that, we, yeah, everybody,
it's sunny.
Everybody
it's sunny.
Like if you bump somebody in LA, if you bump somebody in LA, it might be a little problem. I remember I was walking down the street in New York. I bumped into a person. I turned around to say sorry. He was already down there, down the street. Like he didn't give a fuck. Like whatever.
Yeah, I got bumped 5 times.
All day.
I was talking to Killer Mike about that one time. It's like
Killer Mike from Atlanta.
Yeah, you might fight somebody if somebody bumps into you in Atlanta, but in New York, you're just like,
yeah, like, you go to.
I got it.
They're really gone, man. They walk so fast.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what LA needs. That we need the New York mentality.
We need a New York.
Well, it's
grind.
Happening because we're all moving there.
It's some assholes in New York too.
Nah, but we all get to LA.
It's all assholes in New York though. It's all assholes.
No,
New Yorkers are mean.
High standards.
New Yorkers are mean.
Y'all don't drive like New York. Don't drive like us though. In LA, you gotta fight for your
drive.
Way.
What? What do you mean we can't drive? Let's not have this conversation. Right now.
They can't drive. Like it's nowhere to drive. Like
nobody drives.
All I see,
you about to remember your roots right now?
Hey, yo.
To stand up for your city?
I don't stand up for my city.
Not your
is there any
city?
Gas stations in New York? I've never seen a gas station.
There are fewer, but that's a real estate conversation. That's a money
like,
question.
Out of Manhattan.
They
stuff,
started taking all the like gas the stations like, out of Manhattan yeah, because that real estate was so valuable. So now the cab drivers, there's like nowhere to get gas. They got to go real far away to get gas. So their money gets hurt. But it's all because of like speculative real estate and like Russian money.
I was just saying, last time we went, I was like, hey, I've never seen a gas station out here. In L.A., it's a gas station damn near every corner.
Well, yeah.
We spaced out.
Niggas need gas out here. You going far. You going far, bro. You need some gas.
Well, we should wrap it up because you got places to be. Hey. And we want to hear your new music.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
But yeah, thank you.
Thank you all for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Looking forward to the future.
I high five. There you go.
Thanks, guys.